Blog Talk Radio.
I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before, and also those who are listening for the very first time, understand and welcome. My name is Andy Brown. I'm co-hosting with the lovely and talented Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. And we live vicariously through you, ladies and gentlemen. Broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, I want to let you know that the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, today will be no different. It's Wednesday, May 25th, 2011. It's about to go down like bad stock up in this piece, ladies and gentlemen. Follow us on our show with our program, howwasyourweekend.com. Was spelled with a Z. Follow us on Facebook.com, the How Was Your Weekend page. Follow us on Twitter, Twitter.com at HWY Weekend. And understand, folks, that this is real. This is no joke. We are about to have fun. We are about to learn life, and we are about to enjoy this thing that we do here, ladies and gentlemen. This is about to be a tripped out topic, and I'm excited. Last week, we talked about the top 10 signs that he or she is stunting, and we let it come out, and they were just calling from all over the country, letting them have it, showing signs of being the number one stunner, how they got this, but they don't have this, how you driving the hottest ride but living at home with your mama, how you spending all this money on your weave, your clothes, trying to get somebody to buy you something to drink because you can't afford to do anything else. If you missed the show, go back and listen to our prior logs. You can go back and follow us at blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, also spelling was with a Z, and click on the link that says the top 10 signs that he or she is stunting. Understand, folks, we're promoting big business as always. Whether you're large or you're small, whether it's Coca-Cola or Curtis's Clean Cuts on the south side of Frogtown, Iowa, we got your back. We want to see you make that money. Today's show is brought to you in part by Fat Gear Retail Clothing, 3215 Kernwood Drive in Dallas, Texas. For those who live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's by the Walmart on Hampton and Wheatland off of I-20. Holler at my man Sebo and get that great deal so the ladies will be fly this summer and dressed to impress. Well, I want to get to it tonight, folks. As you've heard on Facebook, have you seen in the chat room, have you heard throughout the grapevine, have you seen through your text message, the definition of a woman is going to be the main topic and the question that men will be answering for the ladies tonight. Now, there are a few ladies out there who know their worth. And there are going to be some out there who may not have a clue of who they are and what they really have going for themselves. So this show is to educate you all and help you understand what a woman is. You know, I was watching Oprah today for her last show, And I must say that she broke down some outstanding points. It wasn't a sad topic. It wasn't boo-hoo, what was the Oprah's leaving, but she was letting people know that, hey, I didn't do this by chance. I had people positioned around me to help me elevate. I'm strong and secure in who I am. I know my worth. I know my talent. I understand from God who I'm called to be. And I'm going to put myself in position to make it happen. I'm not going to be dependent on the government. I'm not going to lean on some dude to show me what I'm supposed to be. I'm not going to have any children to edify a relationship that's probably not going to exist. She stepped up and she showed out and gave some examples of what a real woman is. Understand that we're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I want to send a big shout-out to the Dallas Mavericks as they play the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. It's going to be live here in Dallas, Texas, folks. If the Mavericks win this one, best of luck to them in the NBA Finals. Because next year the Lakers are coming back, and y'all know I'm a Lakers fan. Mike Brown has got the coaching job for the Lakers, so understand the story of the summer is going to be hollering at Dwight. I mean, not Dwight, but yeah, Dwight Howard out there in Orlando Magic to make him an L.A. Laker. There will be another Superman. So that's going to be disastrous in the NBA. And understand it's been very disastrous if you've heard about the storms that were raging through. And the city of Joplin, Missouri, which is very close to my hometown of Kansas City, Missouri, was damaged beyond belief. So if you think that you're exempt, people, understand that you're not. It passed through Dallas, Texas last night. You know, thankfully that none of our family and friends were injured and hurt or lost as much as they did in Joplin. But do understand that Andy Brown Speaks is taking donations so that we can help out families in Joplin, Missouri. I partnered with B&B Tour and Charters in Kansas City, Missouri. So the money and the donations that you send will be sent to Kansas City so that they can send other people to help clean up some of the refuge, take care of some of the people in need, food, hunger, because you never know. It could have been you. It could have been somebody else. Now, I know you may not know anybody in Joplin, but you could have known somebody somewhere. And it always helps to reach a hand out. Like I was telling people last night on Facebook, you know, if it had came through Dallas, they didn't give a damn, you know, a big deal if it was me, it was my house. Don't matter. Who's going to really reach out and help somebody else? It's not always about us. We have to give in order to receive. So let's get right into the topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that our guest host will be Mr. Armani Valentino, best-selling author who wrote the book 99 Questions You Must Ask a Man Before Having Sex. And definitely before marriage, if I'm not mistaken on the title. But I want Armani to come on and talk to us. Miss Oatmeal Brown will be calling in. Miss Nikki will be calling in. The ladies are going to be calling in later on. You know we're going to hear from E-Dub. We're going to hear from everybody else across the state. So I want the men to step up. Now, ladies, if you are on the line tonight and you've dialed the number 646-727-3279, send the mass text out to your Facebook friends, to your Twitter family, to somebody on the other side of the house that you might be in to let them know, listen, they about to get real up in here, and it's about to go down. If you have an inkling of a desire to understand the definition of a woman, tonight is the night. So I want to bring on the line the best-selling author himself, the good man that he is, Mr. Armani Valentino. Armani, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Brother Andy Brown. How you doing?
Man, I am wonderful. I'm glad to be here, man. I'm excited about tonight's topic. What's going on with you here in Dallas, Texas?
Oh, man, a whole lot, bro. I was just talking to somebody. It's about time I get a personal assistant, I think. So, I'll be putting an ad out for that here real soon. So, yeah, just been working, man. Been working, got a lot of projects going on. Some I'm closing out as well as some that I'm just starting on. And some that are in the middle of completion right now. So I just got a lot of things going on. I'm hosting Zook. Just got to actually be the new host of Zook. Reverse Business Happy Hour and Mixed Business Mixer every Thursday. So thankful for that. Been doing a lot of speaking engagements as well. And just got about three or four requests to come speak in Africa, man, this week. So we'll see how that turns out. And just I'll be producing the classic stage play, directing and producing the classic stage play for Color Girls Who Consider Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. That's coming up at the end of June and the first part of July. So be on the lookout for that here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And just steady grinding out with everything else I've already been doing. And going to grad school right now, so full time. So, you know, got a lot going on.
You're making it happen, brother. You're setting the tone. Next week when they talk about the definition of a man, we hope that they bring some of these things up. So let's get into the topic, if you don't mind. We're going to talk about the definition of a woman. And I made a post on Facebook earlier today because a friend of mine had made the statement, Armani, that tonight's show is not going to have too many callers because they stated that most men don't know how to define a woman because they haven't seen one before, not a real woman, that is. They said they've never seen one, so they don't know how to define one. What do you think about that?
I think that whether it's one caller or whether it's 100 callers, I think that just between me and you, as well as the men that will call in, I think we've seen enough real women to be able to answer that question and be able to give a definition of that. So,
I would thoroughly agree with that. Thoroughly agree with that, because you have to understand, true and foremost, what a real man is. I mean, not a real man, but what a real woman is. And you have to have seen that. So whether it's one or two, these one or two can probably lay it down, ladies, because we have a great understanding.
Right.
Now, a lot of, you know, defining a woman just goes beyond just saying it's a female person, you know,
exactly,
and her physical characteristics. You know, defining a woman means so much more because you have to look at what she has to go through to enter womanhood. And we're not talking just about physical development. We're not talking about the cycle that comes into play. We're talking about some of the life sacrifices that make her into the woman that she is growing up to be.
Right.
Some of the wisdom that has to incur, some of the trials and tribulations that she goes through, some of the sacrifices she might make. But not all women are doing this. Not all females are doing this. They're taking the time to depend on somebody else to give them the direction, not stepping up and being a product of their own environment, so to speak, or learning from their own situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's pretty something that needs to be recognized and something that needs to be addressed, because it's not just about the physical characteristics that define a woman. Others may say different. But I want to ask you this question, and I'll chime in on the back of it. How would you be able to recognize a real woman?
You'd have to really kind of be around a woman to be able to define what people would consider to be a real woman. And in that definition, you know, there are different types of real women, first and foremost. And that's the purpose of doing For Color Girls, is to hopefully bring a more of an understanding of that. Because while the movie was great, the play is all, you know, it's completely women. And it was written actually by a young lady at the time when she wrote it. She was a young lady in her 20s. And she was able to see the world and want to let the rest of the world see the world from these seven different women's eyes. And so there are definitely different types of real women, I would say. However, there are certain qualities I would say that definitely are not consistent amongst women, that are consistent amongst women who I would consider to be real women. You know, like there are certain things that Oprah has done that I wouldn't say a real woman would do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Even though she has a lot of money and she's done absolutely fabulous in what she's done, I wouldn't necessarily say that that's a real woman. And if that's what we want to base it off of, many times. I think really and truly one of the things a real woman realizes is the need for interdependence, not just necessarily being independent. Independent is great, but interdependence is at a whole other level. And I think that that's a concept, for whatever reason, we haven't gotten in multiple communities, but more importantly, even in the Black community, we still haven't seemed to have gotten that. And I've taught this and will continue to preach and teach this. Even though I don't preach, I'll preach that probably to the day I die, the need for interdependence, especially in our personal male-female relationships. And so that's one main thing.
Interdependence.
What I mean interdependence is that, okay, you and I'll use me and Oatmeal Brown. How about that? So me and Oatmeal Brown, we meet each other. She's doing her thing. I'm doing my thing. Okay? She's doing wonderful by herself. I'm doing wonderful by myself. Us coming together should be something that goes straight up, even higher than what we both are already going at a faster rate. However, what begins to happen is that we begin to compete against one another, or we begin to want to do our own thing, or continue to do our own thing, excuse me. I'm doing my thing, you do your thing, we'll meet back up whenever. As opposed to saying, you know, you do this, and I do this, and we do this, and these are your talents, these are your skills. Let's put something together where everything that we're currently doing will work with one another, and then some. So what happens is we'll be able to become synergistic, okay, with one another to be able to create something that's better than what both of us could have ever came up with on our own.
I see.
You know, if you got $10,000 and I got $6,000, you might have more money than me by yourself. But if we put the money together, we have $16,000, which is more than what both of us had separately. And if you need $16,000 to do what it is you're trying to do, and I need that same $16,000 to do what we need to do,
yeah,
then we're together. Or better yet, let's say you need $12,000 and I need, you know, whatever. We can't do it without each other, basically, is what I'm saying. And that's the difference between a small business, a small partnership, and a major corporation. Major corporations understand that, hey, if I put $200,000 in, this person puts $50,000 in, the other person puts $25,000 in, we put together, you know, all of this money, which was more than what any of us had separately. And so it's that same concept when you go into a relationship, and not just with money, but with talents, skills, abilities, networks, education, all of those things go into play. And for whatever reason, we still haven't gotten that yet. And so I think that a real woman understands that and promotes that, just as a real man does.
Okay. I can see that. I know that kind of going back to what you said earlier about Oprah, I can see Oprah is doing some powerful things, you know, to be a leader and an innovator, and also to be in a position to understand that she can't always do this on her own. And that leadership capability has to kind of take a back seat when there's a greater picture of anything she could imagine. So I can see Oprah being a real woman. Also want to recognize this, folks. We're promoting big business here. If you have your business going forward, definitely let us know about it. If you're going through a divorce, if you're having custody battles, are you a non-custodial parent who would like to spend more time with your child? Are you a foster parent and or a caseworker looking for a safe exchange monitoring service? Well, this company offers service for court orders and agreements between custodial and non-custodial parents. They give you the flexibility to enjoy time with your child at a public location of your choice. And if you want more information about Allied Now, please contact them at 817-657-3089 here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Understand, again, that's Allied Now at 817-657-3089. We're talking with Armani Valentino here on the Online Happy Hour, with our topic tonight being the definition of a woman is. And I want the men to chime in on this topic and follow up with their sentence when they jump up on the phone lines and talk to us about that, leading off with that sentence, the definition of a woman is, and we'll kind of talk a little bit in a roundtable format about that, if you don't mind. Almighty, I'd like to go to the phone lines, hear what the callers have to say about this.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. We have a gentleman calling in from the Dallas-Fort Worth area also online. Number ending in 4134. I think this is my man, Big Ray. Ray, are you on the line?
Andy Brown, what's going down? Money Valentino, greetings.
What's up, Big Ray?
You know I'm excited about tonight's show. I deal with a lot of women on all levels, beautiful women, on a regular, everyday basis.
Okay.
For me, a definition of a woman is whatever you make her to be. She can be anything from a figment of your imagination to a loaded gun. It's how you shape her and mold her and help her to bring out the best that she can be without joining the Army. And even if she's in the Army, you know what I'm saying, you got to give her proper instructions so she get the proper protection.
That's what's up, man. Now let me ask you this. Being in the Army, that usually stands out for being somebody who's in charge, who's a leader. Should a woman be the kind of leader who steps in front of her man?
Well, in order to be a great leader, you must also be able to be a great follower or be able to take orders before you're able to give orders. It's a proper perspective that it needs to be in, and it's a certain order or protocol that needs to be followed. See, in Army, they got certain rules and regulations. Now, out in the corporate world, a woman might outrank a man, and a man need to be able to humble himself and take order from his superiors. But in a household relationship setting, the correct divine order thing is the man and woman. Now, in a relationship type status, you're not supposed to treat the woman as a weaker vessel, but you're not supposed to mistreat her. You know, man supposed to lead, but sometimes in a relationship, a woman might be gifted in certain areas. She might be gifted in the areas of accounting or finance, and the man who might be the leader of the household might designate, baby, I'm going to let you handle this area right here since that's your area of expertise. A man might be good with his hands or might be good with building, or, you know, he might be a carpenter or some of that nature. He might take care of the outside or fixing up the house or adding on addition or taking care of the maintenance of the vehicle. You know, it varies. It's what you make of it. You know, it can be as small or as wide as the mind can conceive, achieve, and believe.
Real talk.
A man, a lot of women, you know, I know they got their own thing going, but a man really completes a woman. A lot of them don't understand that.
A man completes a woman?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
I agree.
The definition is, it's not the other way around. The woman can reach the man.
I'm put to you like this here. It's just that lion in the jungle, like that lion in the jungle. He might be king of the jungle, and from the outside looking in, all people see the lion dude is eat, sleep, and fornicate all day, and he had women out doing a lot of work. That's the natural order of the jungle. And then when the young males in the pride grow up, he run them off. But the lion got his household in order. A lot of people give in to this Western idea of society and got a lot of women running the households, and they got it misconstrued. And that's why we have a lot of turmoil in relationships and houses and in society today, because people got away from the natural order of things. And, you know what I'm saying? Even in the mathematical equation, they can call it order of operations. If you order not in order, everything else, you ain't got no firm foundation. It's going to fall or tumble. What you think about that, Armand?
Man, I think you're on point. I think that is the biggest issue that I've even had in dating since I first started dating back in college, really, is that, you know, first of all, if the man doesn't have a head, he can't be the head, okay? But I'm speaking about the men that have a head. You know, I know I have a head. You got a head. I think Andy has a good head. And I know quite a few brothers that have a good head on their shoulders. And what we do in relationships is that we balance each other out. And you have to do that. If you do not balance each other out, which is what we are right now, what happens is that as a woman, you begin to develop too much testosterone in your own physical makeup. Okay? And so people don't understand that. So women wonder why they're angry and they're, you know, hormonal or whatever you want to call it, or emotional, is because what happens is when you do not have a man around, or you do not have this man in your life that is a man for real, like even halfway of a man, you begin to develop testosterone in your system, which is why many of the women begin to develop the hairs on their chest sometimes, or they develop hair on their chin and on above their lip too much sometimes. That's because it's an over.
But what about the women that had to endure? I mean, let's talk about that, because it can't. You have to look at the fact that some women have gone through certain things to kind of toughen them up. They had to be a little bit tougher because the men around them didn't step up to the plate as needed, so they had to be take on the.
I'm not gonna agree with that. Let me tell you this, man. You know, I disagree with that all day. Okay, and the reason why I say that, my mom was not a hard woman, okay? And although my father left, my mom, she could be stern, but my mom was very much a lady, and she knew how to handle even me as a young man, as well as other men and people in general when it came to talking to them and getting the things that she wanted. My mom is a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think I'm a hustler? My mom is a hustler, okay? And so, I mean, in a good way. But she didn't have to be, you know, kind of like what the woman was saying, aggressive. She was aggressive in doing business, but she was not aggressive in nature, in on attack mode, on I have to walk around looking mean in the face for no reason. I got to keep this stern look on my face at work, when I'm driving home in the car, on my way to work, when I go over to see my girlfriends, if other women are around, if men are around, when I go home to my children. You know, she didn't do any of that, and you don't have to do that. And wherever that idea came from is a lie. I mean, and when I say a lie, I mean straight up a lie. My father left my mom when she was pregnant with my youngest sister. I was 2 years old. That was my first memory in life, was my father leaving. And I still didn't see my mom do that. And my mom ended up doing very well for herself, you know what I'm saying, as a teacher. So when women say that, I hate to say it, that's an excuse to vent your emotions and to vent your frustrations out on men, your children, and other people. You can miss me with that.
Wow. We're having a real talk tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The subject is on fire. The definition of a woman is. We are having Mr. Armani Valentino on the line with us tonight. And we're also having my man Big Ray to chime in from Dallas, Texas. But I want to hear from some men from all over the country coming in on this topic. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. The blog room is out of control. They're in the chat room acting a fool. They are listening. I wonder what they're saying. I want to get to the phone lines and go to New York City and let the people from New York chime in on this. We have a call that's chiming in from New York, number ending in 9147. You're on the line with us tonight. Who is this?
This is Greg Graham. What's up, Andy Brown? How you doing, bro?
What up, D? What's going on, man?
No, I'm just living here, listening to the talk show. You sounding real good. Sounding real positive things going on over there, man.
We're trying to do what's up, man. We're trying to do what's up. Talk to us about the topic, G. You know about it. This is my man from Grambling State University representing on the football squad. We're talking about the definition of a woman is, G. Finish that sentence for me.
The definition of a woman is that she cannot be defined by one definition. You understand? You cannot define a woman as Mr. Valentino was saying. You know, women are all different. You know what I mean? You can't define, you know, unless you're going to write a short story or a short little novel on what the definition of a woman is, you really can't define it. You know, women are much more complex, like, you know, than they had to be, you know, I guess when Valentino was talking about his mother. You know, the thing about it is, you know, the age has changed. You know, we're in a different age now where women can't really move the same way women moved back you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. So women had to evolve and become different. So it's like the evolution of the woman is mad vast, is vast. So, you know, I wouldn't even sit here and plug one definition on women, but she has to be a little bit of everything. And well-roundedness, I think if you want to say well-roundedness, that's the definition of a woman. If you're not well-rounded, then you can't be defined. Like, you know what I mean? You got to have a little bit of everything. You got to have a little bit of poise, a little bit of energy, a little bit of sexiness. You got to have a little bit of everything in order to be a woman these days. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. I agree completely with that. Armani, what do you think?
I agree completely, 100%. And, you know, I didn't really want to bring the virtuous woman in to this, but, I mean, that's what the virtuous woman is. You know, she was a little bit of everything. Actually, she was a lot of everything. Not just a little bit, but she was a lot of everything. And that's why she, you know, that's why she was mentioned in the Bible. That's why, that's really and truly what your wisdom is. You know, your wisdom is that woman. And so, depending on where you are, that's what type of woman you're going to attract. And that's where you're going to define yourself as a woman. And so women always trip me out when they try and define a man and say, this man is this man is that. You know, my mom told me this a long time ago. She said, look, don't ever compare yourself to another man. She said, because God doesn't compare himself to another God.
Wow.
Okay? And so don't ever compare yourself to a one man to another and a woman to the next woman. And many times we get caught up in that, both men and women, when we do that. And so I think that, you know, wherever you are right now in your life, that's what type of woman you're going to attract. So that's your definition. Your definition of whatever woman you're attracting right now in your life, that's the definition of you. And so I always try to look back at myself whenever I attract a certain type of woman into my life to see, okay, well, what was it that allowed me to be able to attract this woman? Even if it's just a friend of mine, why is this woman in my life? What is it, what did I do to attract this person into my life? Where am I vibrating at right now? Where have I grown or where have I digressed to? And so I agree 100% with the brother. I mean, he's on point. I mean, it's easier to say what a woman is not, I think, than it is to say what a woman really is. You know, like, I really don't believe it's just certain things that a woman, a real woman, is not. And that's in the book of Proverbs, you know, all that contention and argumentative anger, all that. That's for the birds, man. You know what I'm saying? A real woman is not that. She has learned to keep her composure. She has learned to keep herself calm. She has learned to control herself with understanding that when she controls herself, it's a whole lot easier to control the situations outside of herself.
All right, I'm with that. You see that? Understanding this, folks, we want y'all to understand this is how it's going down. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. It's going to be the big party in Dallas, Texas. The Memorial Day on the Mandalay with 30-something Dallas and the Cajun family at the Cellar, 2220 East Las Colinas Boulevard in Irving, Texas. It's off of 183 and O'Connor. You need to be there if you anticipate on getting your party on this Memorial Day weekend. Follow more information at 30somethingdallas.com and CajunFamilyEntertainment.com as well. We're talking about tonight the definition of a woman is. Gee, I appreciate you coming on, Greg. In just a minute, I'm going to have to get back to you, but I want to go back to the phone lines. Fellas, keep your conversations real short because I've got a lot of people on the line tonight. It looks like Christmas on the phone lines. We're going to take it to the Boot in Shreveport, Louisiana, and have somebody chime in from a number at 7524 on the line with us right now. Caller, who is this?
Hey, Andy, it's your boy AK, man. What's this?
What up, bro? How you doing tonight, man?
Man, chilling. I said, you know, I had to go ahead and take a little time to jump on this topic, man, you know. I would have to agree with the other guys on that right there. I think one of the terms that we were looking for is multifaceted.
Okay.
Because when we look at a definition like that, it's so vast. And, you know, you can't label one woman one thing, you know, because just like us, we bring so much to the table. And, you know, different times call for different things. So, you know, we, as Armani said a minute ago, you know, you attract the type of women or males, you know, in whatever situation where you are in your current position. I do believe that. But, you know, some people kind of finagle it and make it their way. But, you know, when I look at it, I don't think a woman has to have everything, but she needs to have a little bit of something. You know, she doesn't have to be a Rhodes Scholar, but, you know,
right.
if she can keep me in check, when I step out on some stuff where it's like, baby, you know, you need to do this right here because, you know, you're showing a little non-common sense right now. So, you
right.
know, I can get with that because, you know, we got to stay humble, and every once in a while we step out. I need somebody that's going to say, hey, you need to handle that. You know, you need to throttle that back. Or want somebody that tells me I need to go ahead and jump on here because I'm lacking. You know, not in a way where she making me feel a certain way about what I'm doing, but a way where I'm actually encouraging that. So, you know, I need somebody like that. Or that's what I think. That I would be looking for, and when I say multifaceted.
Okay.
Great.
I want this question because it just popped up. Somebody just texted me something crazy, gentlemen, and I want y'all to understand this and answer this question. AK, if you wouldn't mind chiming in on this real quick, and the ladies want to know this. Can a female be out there getting her freak on with different men looking for Mr. Right and still be considered a good woman? What do you think about that, fellas?
Who you want to go first?
Okay, I want you to talk to me about that, man.
Okay, well, I'll say something. No, I don't think so personally. I think that, that's just me personally. I think that a good woman has a better way of searching for a good man than that, I think. Since you said good woman. Now, are there women that do that? Yes, I'm sure there are. But I think that a good woman, this is a personal opinion, would have enough sense to understand that there's a time and a place for certain things. And personally, I don't think that that's ever a time and a place for a woman who's really, really looking for a man, and that's a good woman would do that. I think at that time in her life, if she's doing that, then she needs to just go ahead and get all that out the way until she's ready to settle down and be a good woman, because if not, it's going to be an issue once she does settle down. I don't think a good man ain't really a good man if he's out there doing that right now. You know, get all that out your system.
Okay. Well, what about you, AK? Talk to us about that. Can she be getting a freak on from men looking for Mr. Right and still considered a good woman?
I'm not really going to disagree with that, but, you know, I'm not going to play hypocrite. Because I'm going to tell you right now, real business, as bad as, you know, she mess around and give it to me, I was probably asking for it. You know what I'm saying? So I can't call judgment on somebody when I'm out here asking for it, when we talk in those type of terms. Not like, I mean, the reason nobody wants to have that chick because they don't want to get climbed on by their boys when they find out, oh, man, you mess with her. Dude, she was the set. She was the jump off. You know what I'm saying? But if one of those things was done in the dog, sometimes come to the light. But, when you're in your 30s, you don't know somebody's past. You know what I'm saying? You can't cut them open and look, man, you done had this many? I can see right here. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like no tree where we can see the rings. So I ain't real quick to judge because I do believe because, you know, I'm right down the street from Gremlin. You know, I used to hang out down there with my boy Andy, you know, and, you know, it was a couple people down there that used to get down, but not to say they ain't good people now. You know, it's real. It's hard, you know, so it's like you kind of got to take the good with the bad because saying good is going to be real subjective. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I know what you're saying. But it's kind of going to be like, man, if you really digging them and it just kind of happened like that, you know, it'd be like that because we all know we probably got some boys and some homegirls that's in that same situation right now, but they saw the good in that particular person, even though somebody's seeing all this bad.
Wow. I mean, that's real talk, man. It's hard to really pay attention because we got to think about it. How does she know for sure if he's not the one? Sometimes she may know and he may come with a false impression and she gave it up on pretenses, but that's not to say that she's, you know, necessarily a bad one because, like you said, it kind of goes double standards. Men do it too.
We don't know. Tell you what, I'm gonna say this right here, and I firmly believe this right here. And feel me when I tell you this: guys give love for sex, girls give sex for love. Now, when I say that right there, when a girl thinks a guy loves her, she'll give it up. When a dude makes a girl feel like she loves him, they'll get it on. So a lot of times people mess around and they have, you know, ulterior motives when they see somebody, because it's just, you know, off that first little quip that, like, I'm looking at her, man, what can I do? You know, just like, what can I do to get him to like me? What can I do to get this girl to get with me? So it's all about, you know, the people you be around, you know, and then your home training. Because for real, if you hang around with some girls that give it up on the regular, you might mess around and be a girl to give it up on the regular. If you hang around with some dudes that's always trying to get it, you going to mess around and be a dude that's always trying to get it.
Wow. They're talking tonight, folks. I don't understand how you cannot want to hear this broadcast. We're talking about the definition of a woman is, and the men are chiming in. Y'all thought this was going to be a game. The chat room is in there sitting back listening and learning. The phone lines are blowing up. I got to get to the phone line, fellas. Hey, Kay, appreciate you calling in, man. Stay on the line, bro. I'm going to have to come back to you. Armani, let's go back to the phone lines, man, to get it cracking.
Hey, dude.
Go ahead and do it. Let's take. Number ending in 8647. I think this is Doc Hop. Doc Hop, are you on the line with us tonight?
Yes, sir. What's up, baby? What's up, Oatmeal?
Miss Oatmeal is doing her thing, man. She's stepping in the studio. She may be stepping back out after doing a couple tracks. You know what I'm saying? Stepping back out.
Hey, man.
She's kind of back and forth right now, man. We want to let the fellas talk about this a little bit. Hop, finish this sentence for me, man. Listen to me. The definition of a woman is.
The definition of a woman is. Now, I might get a lot of motherfucking flack. Can I say motherfucking flack? I might get a motherfucking flack for this, but to me, man, the definition of a woman is perfection.
Wow. Perfection?
Perfection.
Armani, he went there with it. How was that true?
I went there with it. Because think about it.
So you're gonna have to a woman
was created from what? The rib of a man, correct? Am I wrong?
Not at all.
Okay. So that means that the creator has sat back and excuse my terminologies and the words I use, the man has sat back and really peeped the game to see how to perfect mankind. And, you know, this is from Hustle and Flow, that when I say mankind, you know what they said. I mean mankind as man. Not as far as a man-man, but a living being on earth. So I say to myself, and I'm just going by because I'm a man that was raised by a single parent, a mother. I'm the baby brother of 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 13 siblings, females. And I'm saying maybe because Pops was a rolling stone, and I only know about 8, but I'm thinking there's a couple of more out there. But it's perfection to me, man. But Annie, I know you told I've been at the bar too. I know you gave me a definition, told me to complete that. But I'm listening to your talk show, and I'm hearing that you get a good woman because of the fact that she been out there with a lot of different, you know, guys. Now, when I was at Grambling State University, I was roommates with 3 women. And I got real cool with these women, right? So as time goes on, I'm peeping the game, and one of them, I'm going to call her Tasha. Tasha will have guys come over, but she'll say, "Pop, tell him I'm out here. Pop, tell him I'm here, I'm there." But all I know, she got a dude in the room with her, but there's another guy coming over there. So I'm thinking, you know what? Y'all are just like us. So I guess my point is, it really doesn't matter if a bitch out there fucking a gang of motherfuckers, because, fuck, we do the same fucking thing, too, dog. I mean, let's be real. Let's be fucking real. We do the same fucking thing, too. We play the same game them females play, even though they better than us. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't give a fuck about ruffled feathers or whatever the fuck. But, dog, they better than us at the game. So, how can you say it's a... How can... I've been to the bar because I can't get my words right. But I'm thinking, how can you say that you can't get a good woman because she out there knocking down dudes? I mean, they do the same thing we do. And when I say a woman is perfect, when the man took the rib by the man and made this woman, come on, dog. He made her to compliment us. And I can't even say compliment. Because, shit, they on top of their game, better than them. Hey, you look at corporate America. Dog, it's a gang of women in there. And there's a few guys. There's a few, and I'm talking black, white, Hispanic. Hey, B, look around. You see that shit. You see
what?
That shit.
I see you, man.
You see
I
that
see
shit.
You know what? You bring up a real good point, because when we talk about that virtuous woman, Armani Valentino said that, we can take a description. You know, we can go there with this on the show. Y'all know me, man. I love that book. That book is fantastic. You go to Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman, like Armani was saying, if you want to take it down to verses 26 and 27, it says she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. That's powerful. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Now, does anybody know what that means? Because that's a real powerful woman. I believe that is.
Oh, I know exactly what that means.
Go with it, bro. Talk to me.
I'm glad you said that. This was the basis of what came to me while I was writing 99 Questions. If you read the book, this actually sums up the 99 Questions. The eating the bread of idleness, okay, if that was the part you're talking about specifically, most of the women today, okay, and if the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't, walk on the heel, okay, I'm not talking about you. But anytime a woman will sit and talk on the phone for hours upon hours gossiping, that's idleness. Will sit and watch television show after television show after television show, that's idleness. Anytime she would sit and just go and shop and shop and shop and shop and shop, that's idleness. Why? Because it's not productive to the betterment of society, her community, herself, her family, or friends, or whomever. And so she's not bettering herself or anyone else in doing those things. And so, therefore, she may do virtuously, as it says, on after that. If you read further down, many daughters have done virtuously, but this particular woman right here, she excelled them all.
But you also want to look at, I mean, I hear what you're saying with idleness, also, you know, giving praise and worship to things that don't mean anything. You know, it can be redundant, it can be ridiculous. I have an understanding of what you're saying. Maybe there's a gentleman that wants to chime in about this. Armani, you know how we do it, man. We've heard from St. Louis. I mean, not St. Louis. We've heard from New York. We've heard from Dallas, Texas. Let's take it to the Midwest in East St. Louis, Illinois, and get a call on the line to chime in on this topic. We have a caller chiming in on the topic tonight, the definition of a woman is, from East St. Louis. Caller, you're on the line. Who is this?
What's up, brother? This is Gwaylen.
Gwaylen, what's good, man? Talk to me. Welcome to the happy hour.
What's up, man? I don't know, bro. I'm just listening in. I mean, from my perspective on all this, I mean, the brothers are saying a lot of stuff, man, but, I mean, the definition of a woman, when I saw the text, it said a real woman, and the first thing jumped out to me is, like, real. What's real to me may not be real to the next man, so, you know, you got to find out what works for you. Now, as far as this definition of a woman is concerned, I mean, we'll be here all night talking about that unless we're going to line it up with something. So we're talking about a virtuous woman, so now we're talking about biblical principles. So if we're going to line it up to that, then that's the standard. And then
right.
Anything else above that is an add-on or a plus. So, you know, we can either say, okay, what are the 3 to 5 things that make up a good woman? And I think we probably can come to some type of agreement on that. But all this other stuff, like, because the brother, the drunk brother, I mean, I don't want to call him out, the stuff he was saying, that don't mesh with me, but that may be good for him, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, for his virtues is concerned, that's real kind of, I mean, a lot of women quoting that, I'm a virtuous woman. And I'm like, whoa, you know.
You ain't really a virtuous woman.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, people saying they're good, but you, what it is you saying you good. But how you shining to the person that's actually looking at you, though? You know, because a lot of us don't like constructive criticism, and self-evaluation is a term that we don't really define or do. So I say I'm a good dude, and by my standards, I think I am. But I need to look at somebody else's lens. You have a lens that I don't have because you're on the outside looking in. I've been in this skin for 36 years, so what may be good to me is just a habit, maybe a bad habit, though. But, you know, like the last person I dated, I picked up the phone, I called her, I said, yo, I said, if you could change something about me, what would that be? Because she has a lens that I don't have. You know, she broke it down. I didn't really like some of the stuff she said, but, hey, I can't say it ain't true. You know what I'm saying? She was with me in an intimate way, so obviously she saw these things. So I said, okay, I need to take heed. So maybe in my next relationship, you know, I can, you know, kind of do some self-evaluation and work on that. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, but that's just me. So if I'm aligning my good woman up, virtuous woman up, then the baseline for me is biblical principles. And the rest of the stuff, and then I agree with the brother on the interdependence, because that independent stuff, I don't know, that kind of messed our whole little dating world up, in my personal opinion. But interdependence, I mean, all of us are independent. I'm single. I take care of my business. I'm independent, too. I mean, that's just, you single. I mean, I'm not bragging about my responsibilities. That's my responsibility. It's my bill. I created it. I'm independent. I'm single. You know, we come together in this interdependence time that, you know, bring things together, coming one. But that take time. But, you know, that's just me speaking, bro. That's my input on that.
Well, Reverend, I appreciate that call. I really appreciate that call. You spoke truth. Armani, do you have anything to say about that? Because I want to chime in on that as well.
No, I think that what he said was absolutely 100% true. You know, that's my definition of a real woman. You know, I compare it to that. You know, straight up. I mean, to the Proverbs 31. And no offense, but I haven't found one woman yet that stacks up to that. That's why.
And you know what? That was going to be one of the things that I wanted to bring up, because if we were setting a mold to define what a woman is, and we're relating it back to the Proverbs 31, then who has seen this woman to justify and say that this what this is? I understand it's in the Bible, because that is the pattern. But has anyone seen somebody? I know I have. I know I have.
I have seen some, but not from my time. I'm going to say that. Not from our time. Okay?
Why not? Do you think that we don't surround ourselves with those type of women, or that maybe they just don't exist?
I think that what happened, man, is that women stopped teaching women and men stopped teaching women. And what happened was we started being taught by television, man. And you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, it's some real, real funky spirits, man, some very manipulative spirits that are controlling the television and media. And so the majority of civilization right now, especially in America, of our society, is being influenced by those spirits, man, by those very manipulative spirits.
and certain things are going that wouldn't go, like the brother was saying, you know, 20, 30 years ago, they just wouldn't go. And so the women are dealing with a whole lot more, just like, you know, which means we're dealing with a whole lot more. So they're being influenced. An argument can start in your household based off of something that a woman sees on television that wasn't even written by a woman or a man, but maybe by someone who doesn't know what they are sexually or anything of that nature. And so you get influenced by spirits that have no place in your household, and you're not even there.
Let's take a look at the household then, because sometimes most of that's where it should start. Because there has to be that woman that is a true woman, because she can maintain the house. And I can tell you, I've seen it myself. And it may be somebody I've had, you know, previous relationship with. I can give you an example. The example I'm going to give to you of, you know, the definition of a woman is somebody that can hold it down in the household regardless of the issues that they may have gone through in the past. Prime example, my child's mother. Now, a lot of people say they're baby mamas or whatever the case may be. I'm not that person, because I look at the fact that, okay, our relationship didn't work out the way it could have been. So now you are raising a child in a household, you know, with minimal knowledge of how to take care of a child, but you have to adapt and to learn on your own. And there's no male figure in there that's going to help and support. So you do what you got to do to help build that family. You build a family, and then there's another child that's on the way, and now you got to do this again. You know, bringing together the mixed family, so to speak, and still holding the house down and saying that, you know what, we're not going to let the fact that all of us are not related tear down our foundation and say that, well, that's your brother, but that's not his son. That's kind of holding that down. That's to me, that's defining as a real woman. I would also say that you would have to look at, you know, someone who steps out and gets their grind on with their husband, and they can hold down that business with them and say, you know what, I'm doing my thing. I see you doing your thing. We're going to come together, like you said, with that interdependence. So maybe not necessarily what they see together on television, but what they're operating in their own household. Because I can, trust me, I totally see what you're saying and what you're stating along the lines of the media, because the media can throw you off. And then you have those in the media, like the Queen Latifahs and the Oprah Winfreys, you know, that step up and say, you know what, this is where I started, this is how I got my break, but watch where I take myself to the next level. We don't still see Queen Latifah doing, you know, UNITY, Flavor Magazine, setting it off. She got the CoverGirl commercial now. She's doing the Disney movies now. She's elevating her game. I think she even has her own fragrance, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So they kind of step up and step out of their own box and get out of their own way to make sure they kind of set that tone and set that pace and say, you know what, there's more in me than just being somebody you know, shoot, squirt, and roll over on top of. I can see that.
Okay,
I've seen it.
I don't necessarily like that comment, Andy. I don't know, no offense, but I think that we keep looking at, when we talk about the virtuous woman, right, she did not, if she is the standard, okay, she did not lack on any of those areas. Do you understand what I'm saying? There was no lack in any of those areas. She was a mother, okay? She was a wife. She supported her husband. She ran her own thing. She supported people in the community. She treated the people who worked for them with respect, okay? She gave. She was not known as a sleep around or as a whore, whatever the case may be, while she was out. So her husband, it says he was known in the gates. He was respected in the gates by the elders, okay? So men don't respect you if your woman is out running the streets and acting a fool. You understand what I'm saying?
And so, yeah.
This is a woman who had all of this. She had all of these things in line. Not just this. She had the money all together. She had this all together. You know, she had everything together. And so when I say, have you seen that? I hadn't seen it. personally in the women, I've seen a lot of people who were close. I've seen a lot of women who were close from my generation, but I have not seen it yet within our generation. I don't know why, but I hadn't seen it.
But that's
real women.
That's tonight's topic. You've got the best-selling author himself, Mr. Armani Valentino, co-hosting Line with your boy AB on the Online Happy Hour. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We're letting it be known the chat room is out of control. They're getting funky tonight, Armani. We got some good points, some points that are a little controversial, and the people are making comments about in the chat room. Let's go back to the phone lines and keep it cracking and stay in the Midwest and holler at the folks in Kansas City chiming in. We have a caller ending in 9593 that's chiming on the line. Caller, who is this? Hello?
Yeah, this is Flap. How y'all doing out there?
What's going on, Doc? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just chiming in on y'all conversation. And I was,
what's up?
You know, y'all talking about the virtuous woman, right?
Well, we're actually talking about, we're asking the men to chime in and finish the sentence, the definition of a woman is.
Uh-huh.
It just got to the virtuous woman.
Okay, it just got to the Proverbs 31. Okay. All right, because
y'all, like, in my area,
but I'm sorry.
Yeah, it just gets the Proverbs 30 woman because we were saying, one of the callers said that that was the standard, and I totally agree with him 100%. That's the standard.
It
for
is.
For me.
I understand. For me, too. And the reason why I heard him saying that he hasn't seen that woman, and I understand why he hasn't seen that woman, man. Like, this thing goes, it's way deeper than what, you know, saying you and I, this is nothing dealing with us. It's dealing with God, like knowing who we are also. It's like you go, like, in a regular household today, you know what I'm saying? I'm like you. I have a mother of my kids, you know what I'm saying? I have a mother of my kids. It just didn't work. Like you said,
okay.
I understand the whole situation, okay? And the thing is, like, even though I'm not in the household with my daughter, it's like I still have a say-so of what goes on because she's mine,
right, right.
And she's my responsibility, okay? And I was telling her mother, like, I don't want her watching things like, you know, BET, these certain shows and stuff like that. A lot of different things that's negative. And it's been working ever since, even though she's just 10 years old. But, hey, I mean, but you molded them from day one. Okay. The reason why a lot of other brothers out there haven't found that woman and they're not going to find her is because of how we teach our kids. You know what I'm saying? We don't teach them that they ain't nothing but, you know, well, I don't know, hoes and, you know, bees and, you know what I'm saying, all these different songs and stuff, all this negative stuff you're gonna keep telling kids who they're not or what they're not going to be. And us, for example, the so-called African-Americans here in this country, we don't know who we are, number one. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, we're looking for something. If our people knew that they were the chosen people of God, that they were the tribes of Israel, as in Deuteronomy 28, we're the only people that fit the curses of God perfectly in this whole world. Every hemisphere. If they knew who they were, then we wouldn't have any of the problems we have today because, therefore, we're going to be living by the book. We still will be the people of the book, as we was called back in the ancient time. You know what I mean? And it's like, you're not going to find that because the preachers today, even the church, they're teaching the word wrong, number one. And it's like, how can you base something and try to get something positive out of something that you're actually teaching backwards? You know what I'm saying? You're falsifying a lot of things. And a lot of your actions, a lot of these big-time, you know, quote-unquote leaders or preachers, they give a bad example, man, on what things are. They try to make everything out as material. So you got these women that come up, what they're looking for is more material things, not really of her finding a good man or her being a good woman for her to find a good man. It's more like, what can I get? What can I get?
Right.
That's all. That's a lot of my own, man. So that's why,
right.
In my opinion.
That's yeah,
that's
your opinion totally. Staying strong. Flap, you always come with the real on there, man. I really appreciate your call, man. That's what's up.
Yes,
he chimed in. I want to go back and let's see if we can hit the phone. Is there any more callers? If you don't mind, let's go back and see what AK had to say on line three. AK, you still with us, man? Maybe he's not. I know my man Big Ray is sitting on line two, just ready to talk about it. Ray, I know you've been sitting quietly, man. What's going on in your mind about this topic?
Andy Brown, I be in Texas from all over. P.
people talking about we operating on opinion leading, judging the God. What I'm going to tell them is the Bible says you should judge a tree by the fruit it bears. All trees
come on,
don't bear the same fruit.
Say that again.
You should judge a tree by the fruit it bears. A lot of people have been listening too much Tupac talking about only God can judge me. They have a thing where they call it discerning the spirits. And you need to know what you're messing with or dealing with before you deal with it, because you can make a mistake. Most experience is most good judgment is based on experience, a lot of which has been a bad experience. That way you know not to go down that street again. If you went down the street and you know it was a ditch at the end and you tore up your Corvette or sports car, next time you're either going to drive your SUV or you're going to take a detour. You don't want to go down the same street. Also, when you're talking about a woman, a lot of people can't get might not fit up to the virtuous woman. But what you might want to do is go look, check out the book of Esther and see what the traits of a good woman are. You know, what type of spirit a good woman has, what type of work ethic she has, what does she do around the household and do for a man, help uplift her man. You know, and the book of Esther came after Queen Vashti. Queen Vashti had a negative spirit, and she was and she's doing things detrimental to the household or to the kingdom. That's why he had to go get a new queen, because she wasn't operating up to par on the royal basis. Everybody not royalty. You know, you got women out there, everybody on different levels. You got to find the one that's on the level to you and the one that you can ascertain to. And what happens is like spirits know one another, so a lot of time people who get bad women, most of all, probably have some bad inside, which attracts them. And same thing with a good woman. If you're looking for a good woman, your spirit attracts good women, and then sometimes you're good, you're going to attract all kinds. So you got to know how to discern and learn not to go through 9 or 10 women just to find out number 3 might have been the right one for me.
Ray said a mouthful, man. Now, I'm going to ask you,
Ray. Ray always said a mouthful. Come on.
you come with it, man. This man,
oh, yeah.
Ray is on point with it.
I stay attending my business, working on coming up. You can't work on a good relationship or try to get with somebody else until you got yourself in order and got your house in order. It's certain things a man ought to bring to the table when he's searching out a good woman. Also, whatever you're looking for, mate, you need to bring that to the table. A lot of women out there claiming to be look for a good man or knight in shining armor riding on a horse. You got to ask yourself, what kind of horse am I on? What kind of armor do I have? Do I put on the full armor of God, or am I clothed in something else made by someone with off-brand spirits?
Come on.
Check. We got somebody in the chat room that done showed up and showed out. Green Beasley's up in there acting a fool. What's up, Green Beasley, in the chat room tonight? Green Beasley said a little bit earlier, fellas, they want to know, is it fair that men should define what a woman is? She defines who she wants to be. Now, I'm going to say this to you, Green. I'm going to say this on this. Yeah, we can define it because that's what we're searching. We know what we're looking for, and we know what's going to make us a little bit better, so we can define what's going to make us better. My thing is, you have to know what that good thing is in order for you to pick it out.
That's
if we
right.
had a show about, you know, the definition of a strawberry, well, it'd be pretty hard for somebody to tell you what a strawberry is if they've never seen one, tasted one.
But tasted one.
That's the truth, so we can tell you what one is.
And not only that, it's not in a demeaning way, because I had somebody on Facebook hit me up, and they were listening in to the show, and they stopped listening because they felt that same way. And I really wanted her to listen to the show because I think she's actually what I would consider a real woman. I feel she's really striving towards that. And, you know, a young lady, she's in law school right now, and she's like 26, still a virgin, beautiful young lady. Doing some really, really positive things. And I really felt she should have listened to the show, but she said she wouldn't, so I totally understand that. But what I say is it's not so much that we are trying to define that, because God defined what a man was and what a woman was early on when he created us, okay? Now, I think that the conversation, what we're doing right now, is we are just giving our opinions up on what we've experienced what we would like to be and what we would like to have from women, because women actually make the man. You know, a woman makes a man. A woman says, that's a man. You know what I'm saying? And so if the woman can say, that's a man, then as men, we ought to be able to say, now that's a real woman right there. And that same, the same breath, the same way y'all say, you know, that's a real man. That's a real man right there. We can say the same thing. So,
ladies and gentlemen, I am thoroughly excited about this topic. The folks are chiming in the chat room. Mr. Armani Valentino is speaking on it. Big Ray has chimed in from Dallas, Texas also. Tell us a little bit about Chosen One Sports and what you got going on with Chosen One Sports, Big Ray.
Andy Brown, marketing and media company. Basically, we help a lot of student athletes get scholarships and junior colleges and four-year institutions, and we don't have relationships with them. So we have recruiting on all. They're trying to get to the next level, improve their game, give us a call. 817-939-9324, chosenonesports.com. C-H-O-S-E-N, the number one sports with an S.com, where winning is a lifestyle, and you too can be a winner. Choose not to lose.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So, Mr. Brown, I want to make a comment and clear, which is going to help a lot of people clear. I'm going to break it down to the lowest common denominator. A lot of people have definition on what a good woman is and what's good. A lot of times, I look at it like food and flavors. You know, I might not like pistachio ice cream, but pistachio ice cream might turn somebody else on. You know, my father might like butter pecan ice cream, but somebody else might be allergic to ice cream. So what's good for one might not be good for another. You got to find that flavor that you savor and the one that turns you on and makes you want to smile and dial and clap like you're happy if you know it and clap your hands. You know, you got to find the right flavor for you. I might like strawberry ice cream, you know, but chocolate don't turn me on. Chocolate ice cream might make somebody else turn cartwheels. You know?
Well, speaking of chocolate, bro, it's funny you mentioned that about chocolate ice cream, because we got to keep it smooth, just like chocolate ice cream for real. Part of this show is brought to you by Smoothie King. Smoothie King has 30 smoothies under 300 calories, including Angel Food, Light and Fluffy, and my very favorite, Muscle Punch. So check your local area for Smoothie King in their location, because Smoothie King helps you be good to yourself. Bigger and better businesses, folks. That's what we're all about. Want to get your business out there and let it be known. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Was with a Z. Tonight's topic on the online happy hour is the definition of a woman is. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, fellas. I'm loving this topic tonight. You know, some men say that they have not seen a real woman, have not seen a virtuous woman. But, I mean, they're out there. And the ladies will tell you that. The show wouldn't be what it is if the lovely lady herself, the life-living lady that is, Miss Nikki, could chime in and just kind of tell us a little bit about what she's been hearing from the woman's perspective and just kind of give a little voice as we kind of talk about what the ladies are saying and what the ladies are talking about. Nikki, are you there?
Hey, Andy, I am here. How is everyone?
The great Oatmeal Brown. I'm glad you're around.
Oh, this is Nick.
We're doing great. I thought there was no women tonight.
I ain't mad at you.
No, hey, is that Ray? Hey, Ray, it's Nikki. Miss Oatmeal, I think, is in the studio tonight.
Hey, good to have you, too. Y'all bring that extra added flavor to the show. I'm glad you're here.
I love women.
I'm glad to be here. I like to have them around as long as they got their mind right. If not, I can help them get it right. I have solutions, not problems.
That's what's up. Talk to us, Nikki. What have you been hearing tonight?
Well, I haven't heard too many things that I've disagreed with. I've probably agreed with about, I'd say, 98% of the things that I've heard. And
wow,
when you guys were in the midst of talking, I was actually praying, because I know any time that you bring a topic like this to light, where it seems to almost, for lack of a better term, pit men and women against each other, my prayer is that anyone who is in the sound of our voice will be enlightened and have a different mindset when they approach dating or relationships or just, you know, interacting with one another, black men and black women. And I'm saying that specifically because I am African-American. We don't even interact the way we used to. you know, whether it be the sister who has the frown written all over her face for whatever reasons, or the brother who can't even stop to hold the door for you. We don't engage and interact with each other even on a basic human level. So my thing is that we don't veer too far off course in regards to what we're actually trying to accomplish. Now, the only two things that I heard that I disagree with was someone said you attract what you typically are in your life. And the only reason I don't think that, and I believe that's true to a certain extent, but the only reason I don't believe it's completely applicable is because men are visual. So while I do believe that, if I can say so myself, that I am attractive, I am going to attract whatever that particular man finds visually appealing, whether it be my shape, my smile, my eyes, or whatever. If he likes what he sees, I am going to attract that. Now, what I allow in my life, well, that's completely different. So I may attract a whole set of characters, but it doesn't mean they're all going to have a place or a space in my life. So because I attract a ton of men, but I am currently single. So that, you know, speaking to that, you know, just because you attract someone doesn't mean that, you know, you represent what they are spiritually. And the other thing I heard that I disagreed with is that I think it was Valentino who said he has yet to see, or no one has seen, this virtuous woman. And what I want to say about that is I challenge men to see women in a different light. I challenge you in regards to what lens you're looking at us with, because God doesn't discriminate. He does not show favor toward anyone. I remember Oprah having an interview, and everybody knows it's her farewell week. She was speaking of how she was in her 20s, very promiscuous, just because she had been sexually abused and she didn't feel love. So in her, you know, in 25 years later, who would ever guess the NBA would be moving a game from the United Center because this black woman, this black child born in the backwoods of Mississippi said, oh, this is my last show and I need to use the arena. So somebody who was looking at her in her 20s through that, oh, no, she ain't virtuous, through those eyes, didn't see what God had planned for her. And I know that sometimes as women we fall short in regards to our standards. We give up a lot of times. We feel defeated just because of the way the dating game is. But at the same time, every woman can be a virtuous woman if she has a man. Not even in a dating or mating situation or scenario, but just to be uplifted. So just because you haven't seen her, one, doesn't mean she doesn't exist, and two, she very well just could have been overlooked.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Do y'all mind if I respond? Do you mind if I respond?
Oh, no, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, one thing that I never say about a virtuous woman, because it doesn't say anything about her, her sexual life in the Bible, okay? It doesn't say anything about that. And actually the question is, who can find? Who can find? There's three questions, and one of those questions is in Proverbs, the whole book of Proverbs. One of them is, who can find a virtuous woman or wife? And the other one is, who can find a faithful man? The reason why those questions were left like that and they were not actually answered is because those are two things that are hard to find. I'm sure any woman that I've ever talked to would say that same exact thing. So with that said, it has nothing to do with the sexuality, okay? It has to do with all the other things that were listed there within the virtuous, within that definition. This was actually a woman who was talking to her son, who was the prince at that time, and she was giving him advice on what type of woman to choose for the queen, you know, to be the queen once he took over the kingdom or whatever. And then it ended with, many daughters have done virtuously. So it doesn't mean that she has not done, a woman has not done virtuously, or that I have not seen women who are very virtuous. They do many virtuous things, but they aren't this definition that we see right here. I'm not saying that at all, like none. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I personally have not seen each one of those characteristics flow so well as they are explained right there in Proverbs 31. Okay, that's all I'm saying on that. Now, the other thing that you said something about, what's your first comment you said? I forgot some of it a little bit.
Oh, just attraction, physical attraction, and what you bring
okay
into your life or what you attract.
Okay, the thing about, and I want to take this out. Anytime I get something, I always want to give it. I'm real happy to give this right now. Men are not visual, okay? we all communicate on different levels, okay?
You said men are not visual?
We've made that a statement that's, oh, okay, okay. You know, when that's really not the case, we communicate on three different levels, visually, kinesthetically, and auditorily. And depending on the individual and how they were raised and what's going on in their life, they're either operating, 85% of the population operates on one of those levels as their primary mode of communication. Another 10% operates on two of those levels simultaneously, and only 5% of the population operates on all three of those. And so for people to say men are visual, that's not the case. That's why many men marry women who may not be all that attractive, and the so-called attractive women are left single, because those particular men may not be, that may not be their main thing that they're focusing on when choosing a mate.
I wasn't speaking of necessarily, mate selection. I was just speaking of when a woman walks into a room, I don't care if it's 100% of the population that's operating on one of those three. I don't think too many men, and I'm not even going to single out black men, I don't think too many men are going to say, wow, I wonder if she's read, you know, War in the Boardroom. No, my point is that it's visual. It's visual for women as well. We don't look at a guy and go, wow, it looks like he had a 3.9 and he graduated summa cum laude. And it is visual. Now, we may be operating with the other two, and I believe that. I believe the other two come into play once you begin to make a decision on where you want to place this person in your life regarding their role. But initially, attraction is nothing but visual, unless you happen to smell her perfume and you turn around. I mean, what else could it possibly be? When you first lay eyes on someone, what else is it? Either you find them attractive or you don't. And attractiveness is you know, subjective. That could be, you know, what you find attractive versus what somebody else finds attractive. It could be totally different, just like Ray said with the ice cream flavor. So I get that, but there has to be something that initially attracts you to that person.
What I'm saying is that that's not true, and the reason why that's not true, and not that any of this matters, we don't have to really belabor more on it, but it's not true in the case, for one, right now there are multiple people who have met individuals on a chat line. They've met through another friend over the phone and had never seen the other people. There are people who can't even, and I don't want to go this far to the left, but there are people who can't even see and still are attracted to someone. So the kinesthetic, have you ever stepped up to someone and you didn't
That's
even really see what
though.
They look like, but you felt an attraction to them and then maybe you saw them?
No, it didn't happen. Nothing like that has ever happened to me until we've had a conversation.
It may not be their physical attraction. It could be their stuff, their added extensions that add on to their external beauty, so to speak. Now, am I wrong in what you're asking, Armani?
What I'm saying is, all I was saying is there was something that had been said that didn't hold true across the board. All men are not visual, and we say that as, you know, boom, and that's all I was just saying. That's it doesn't really matter. We can move on to the next thing. It's no big deal.
Let's talk about that. Moving on, and the topic tonight is the definition of a woman is, ladies and gentlemen. I want to know, you know, do people really believe that real women should show off to be recognized so that men can see her? And because I've had women say to me, well, they don't see me because I don't go out. I don't make myself seen, so how can somebody find me? I'm always at the house, and I'm doing my own thing at home, so how is somebody going to find me? And the answer to that really is, you know, you have to find out who you are and do what you're passionate about. Because your passion, somebody's going to be attracted to that passion. Kind of like what Armani was saying and what Nikki was maybe looking at, not necessarily external factor, but who you are as a person, who you are as a woman, because those characteristics are going to stand out stronger and make you that much more attractive. That can go beyond, because you got to understand, there are some very, very, very attractive and beautiful women out there who are nutty buddies and kookaloos.
Same thing for attractive men, abusive mentally and physically. David Justice. So let's not put names on it. We're doing good tonight. Let's not go there with the whole naming people and calling folks out on their personal business.
But you have to look at the fact that there are those things that define a woman. You know, what is it going to look? She may not be all the way together in this aspect. She may not be all together in this aspect. You know, just because if somebody has one arm don't mean you can't give them a high five. Just because they may just have one leg don't mean y'all can't go kick it. It just is what it is, people. We can't, Andy. I can't really appreciate and get down with that person because we look at that one thing that's external that says I'm not drawn to that person. I know.
Now, Andy, I will say there have been men that I've had that I've, you know, met or been introduced to and that I was not attracted to for whatever reasons. And then after getting to know them and having conversations with them, you know, they're some of the most beautiful people I've ever met. So, you know, the pendulum can swing both ways.
That's right. I mean, Michelle Obama said she wasn't attracted to Barack, you know what I'm saying? So luckily he asked her out again, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She asked him to come here and speak. Actually, she asked him to come here and speak, and she said it was when he spoke. She said, "This is my husband," when she saw him up speaking. But she wasn't impressed with how he looked or with anything else. It was when he spoke and he opened up his mouth, she said, "This is my husband." So that's just what it was. So different, the same way men are in that area, women are the same way women are, men are the same. And so men are not just
We like to hear it. I like to be able to converse and be challenged on my thought process and what I think and what's going on, current affairs and things like that. So for me, mental stimulation is extremely important. So for the most part, the sisters that I talk to agree, depending on where they are in their, you know, life or whatever, what's important to them. We have been able to agree that is extremely, you know, important to us. To, you know, to be able to hold a conversation about something that's going on besides on the local blog or, you know, gossip site.
Well, praise God.
All right, that's what's up, folks. We know this topic tonight very well. The definition of a woman is. And I want somebody to really chime in and really kind of tell us what they believe the definition of a woman is. She might
I'll
be...
I'll tell you this. Definitely a woman is what Nikki was doing. What Nikki was doing before she got on the phone. I was really impressed by that. I wanted to tell you that. The definition of a woman is a praying woman for things like that. And I appreciate you for that because those are the type of women my mom, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-great aunts and everybody was. And so when you said that and you came on the phone, I meant to, out of everything I said, I want to make sure I say that. That is, to me, the definition of a woman that is a praying woman. Because if a woman is a praying woman, she's the type of woman who is trying to constantly become better and improve herself, the people around her, and the world at large. So,
thank you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Armani came with it. And you know, maybe, folks, it's a strong possibility. It's a strong possibility that I could have this all wrong. It's a strong possibility that I may not have the full understanding, and that's what I'm looking for. I gave the example of my child's mother. Heck, I can give you the example of my own mother. Maybe that's not the definition of a woman in other people's eyes. But from where I've seen it and from what I know, from what I believe I have seen the definition of a woman. I had one raise me like most of us have. I've seen them struggle. I've seen them be in success. I've seen them go through situations and come out as if nothing ever happened and hold their poise. Maybe I don't know what a real woman is. Hopefully somebody can help me. And I'm learning tonight. I'm going to have to go back on this show. I'm going to listen real closely once again and hear everything that's been said, because maybe what I'm seeing really isn't a strong woman, maybe isn't a real woman, maybe has not defined what a woman is. I've seen women step out of the box and not be conformed of everything what the world says that they have to do, but do their own thing, create their own path, instruct their own way, creating music, becoming leaders, having children, raising them into strong women and strong men themselves. Now, there are some that have the exception. But maybe I just don't quite understand what the true definition of a woman is. I'm here to learn tonight. And these folks are helping me get the understanding that I might need. Somebody out there may have never seen one to begin with because they're used to hoes, sluts, jump-offs, skeezers, knockoffs, tricks. Maybe that's what you're accustomed to, and you don't know how to recognize one that's around you. Maybe you don't even pick up the thing that we're calling the Bible or even know where Proverbs is in your Bible. Maybe you've never seen a woman be a leader. Maybe you've never seen a woman come out of struggle and be super conscious about who she is. There was a holiday that passed not too long ago called Mother's Day. And I tell you, man, I want to do a little something different because I saw this woman as a little bit more than the lady that gave me birth in a $3 Hallmark card. I wanted to do something different because as of appreciation for dealing with me, because I know I'm, man, look here, I'm throwed all the way off. All the people online can tell you that. I'm throwed off. Got bad habits. I've ran red lights. I've used profound language. I've left people in the dirt. They can talk. I mean, they're going to say what they're going to say. Maybe I haven't been around people strong enough to hold me down and say, you know what? As a woman, I can see where you're going, and I can see what you're doing, and I support you. So I'm still learning, folks, to understand what the definition of a woman is. My fathers and sisters, maybe they're not real women because they drink, they curse, they may not be as supportive. They'll talk about you in front of you and behind your backs. They may not give you all the encouraging words that you need. They may not claim you on their taxes. I don't know. Maybe that's not a real woman. Maybe that doesn't define what a woman is. But I know I have seen them in my eyes, and I could be wrong tonight. Somebody let me know if I am. I think she's just stepped out of the studio and wants to chime in. Maybe, maybe not. If you're on the line tonight, the topic is the definition of a woman is. Co-hosted by the one and only best-selling author, Mr. Armani Valentino. Nikki chimed in from Detroit. And I believe when Ms. Oatmeal Brown comes out of the studio, she's going to chime in on the back end of the show as well. But I'm letting you know, people, that everybody's like we've heard today. Everybody has their own definition. We've heard different answers. We've heard some people agree on some certain things. But maybe all of it could just be me. Maybe I've never seen one to relate to one. Like I said, I've seen women struggle. My own personal family, I've seen them struggle. And maybe they're not the strongest women. Maybe they're not real women. I don't know. But she's here with the Realness 101 herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
Hey, Andy, Armani, Big Ray, Nikki, Lace in the studio. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good, Miss Oatmeal.
Cool. I have chimed in and out as I could, and I am very, very, very impressed and proud of the examples of, you know, the definition of women and what a woman is to them. I didn't know what to expect, you know, when I got the chance to come out the studio and chime in to see what, you know, was going on the line. But, you know, the example of a virtuous woman, if that's what you're looking at as the example, I mean, that is, she embodies all those characteristics. If that is the woman that you want in your life, if that's the woman that you want as your side, on your side as your friend, as your sister, or as a wife, or a companion. You can't lose with a virtuous woman. She embodies all sorts of characteristics in a positive way. She is ever trying to evolve to better herself as a woman. She knows her role. She is seeking to find that role. She's not just going off of, you know, images that she may see in the media. You know, she is really seeking to find what is going to make me a better person, which is going to make me a better woman, because I'm a woman. So if that means that, you know, once the man finds me to be his wife, that I'm to be submissive, I'm to do my role as a woman, I'm seeking to find out what that is, how I'm supposed to be a good wife, or how to be a good friend, or how to be a good sister, that's going to be your good woman. Now, if that's not somebody you want in your life and you want the hoe, or you want the jump off, then that's what you're going to get. You can't expect a jump off to be a virtuous woman. She is what she is. She might work hard. She might look good on the resume, but she might just be the jump off. You know, because that's what she likes that love or that feeling or that attention that she's getting from the sexual activity. That's all the attention that she desires, really, because she couldn't desire true love from that. Because I don't care how good the sex is, that doesn't mean that your relationship is going to turn out and it's going to be all love. That's based on lust. So no, you know, at first when you do meet someone, it is some type of attraction there. Maybe you like the way they talk, the way they walked, or the way they look. Something's got to go down. You just not going just out the blue, somebody just pop in front of you and, oh, I think I want to talk to them. No, it doesn't go like that. There's some type of attraction that happens. Has to be. Then you have to take the time out to get to know that individual. Nobody says that you got to get married on day two. I don't know who's making up these rules that you're going to be able to define the person after 2 weeks or even after a year. But you'll get to know a lot about them, and you'll get to see their flaws. So you'll be able to say, okay, these are flaws that I can't deal with. But make sure you know how to gauge those flaws, because everybody is flawed. A virtuous woman is flawed. A God-fearing man is flawed. Nobody is perfect. So what is that flaw that you can deal with? So she cusses. I don't want to be with her, but she's got everything else. I mean, she's going to do something. I don't care what it is. She's going to nag. She's going to cuss. She's going to smoke cigarettes. She's going to do something, just like he is. He's going to do something. But don't pick out little bitty things that can't be changed along the line. And then don't set the bar so low where, well, you know, she don't cook, she don't clean, she ain't got a job, but I'm taking care of her. No, you need to dump her on her head. She is not the type of female that you want. She's not bringing anything to the table. No, she should not want to be in control, because guess what? Like Hop said, woman was made for man, not the other way around. But men have to understand, hey, I need to know how to pick the type of woman that I want. Let me look at myself. Do I have myself together? The things that I do have together, let me gauge that. All right, well, this is the kind of woman that I want. If I don't have that together, why should my standards be so high? And vice versa. So that's the realness. I mean, it is what it is. So you have to look at the bigger picture and the real picture and just look at it in a reality basis. So if you see this chick, she's hot, you know, you want to have sex, she's giving it up, you better treat it just as that until you really get that chance to get to know that person. You fall in lust, and then later on down the line, you find out she's the hoe of the century. That's your fault, because all the hoes of the century are not going to be visible. I'm here to tell you that right now, because there's some good ones out there that cover it up really good. So if she's got it together on that resume, guess what? All the other brothers see that too. So she will take advantage of the situation. get to know her. If she's not trying to get to know you and that's not what you want from her, shoot her the deuces. There's many to go around, but there's different types of women out there. So it all depends on what class of woman you want. And that's all I have to say.
This is what we get on the online happy hour. She's coming with the realness one-on-one, Ms. Omia Brown herself. She was in the studio knocking out the beats. We're going to post a video up of some of her music later on Facebook. If you follow us on Facebook, it's How Was Your Weekend page is the new site that we're going to. Click on that. Join us and follow us there. We're going to let you do your thing, have prominent and eye-opening questions as we always do. The sarcastic king of questions, myself, and the Realness 101 is going to be doing it. Miss Nikki is going to be chiming in, and also my man E-Dub is going to be doing his thing on that page as well. Make sure you follow us, folks. Armani, this is a hot topic tonight, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Any questions or any comments you want to make on what Miss O'Meal just said?
Can she be a virtuous hoe? Miss O'Meara Brown?
Oh, yeah. Yes, she can. Oh, yeah.
How is that possible?
How is that possible?
I don't know. I just asked the question.
Be loose as a wet noodle.
Be loose as a wet noodle.
It's an oxymoron.
You know, Andy, you know we watched, what's that movie we watched? Confessions of a Call Girl.
Right.
In Confessions of a Call Girl, Tamela Jones played, she was a wife, she was a doctor, and she was a hoe on the side, and she was a mother. So guess what? She brought home the bacon, she fried it up in the pan, she had all these things going on the side, but it was killing her. It was killing her emotionally because she knew what she was doing was wrong. And then it ended up coming back and backfiring because somebody got caught up with her.
Real talk,
they fell in lust with her.
I've been watching my mouth open the whole time. Couldn't wait to see what was going to happen next.
Right. They fell in lust with her. You know, she thought she was what? From Invincible, Andy, what's your favorite word?
I think it's a shade above Invincible.
Yeah, one shade below Invincible is what she thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it's the truth. That's what people think when they, you know, they do things and they think they can get away with it. They feel that they're one shade from Invincible. So, yes, there are virtuous hoes out there.
Because they got to do their thing. Now, I want to ask this question to the panel before we wrap the show up. And I'll start with Nikki, Armani, Miss O'Meal, and then myself will wrap it up. What advice would you give someone who didn't know what the definition of a woman is? So Nikki, you want to start that off?
Yeah, you mean what advice would I give to a woman?
What would you advise give to someone who didn't know the definition of what a woman is?
I would say... First, you have to, in order to know what you're looking for, you have to have a foundation. So you have to define what your foundation is. So if you're on this spiritual journey and you're drawing closer to God and you've defined what you want for your life and it's clear, the first advice I would give any person is to look within. Figure out and be honest about what it is you're looking for in a mate and a partner for the rest of your life. And then I would say, only look within, don't look outside. You have to wait on God to reveal that person to you or to bring that person to you. I can't think of, I don't know any happily married women that actually went out looking for a husband. They were all sought after. And I think that if you are just still and you define what it is that you want, you will eventually draw that close to you. And then once it comes, you have to be honest, enough with yourself to understand and know that it's not just going to be a cakewalk. That woman is going to bring some things to you that are going to challenge you, but the challenge is to grow you forward. You don't grow up, you grow forward. So when it comes along, don't run from it, don't shy away from it, but kind of step up to the challenge because God is giving you what you ultimately ask for,
And, again, it's not going to come just easy. It's not going to say, oh, here's my husband, and thank you, God, I've been waiting for 3 years. It's going to say, no, this is what you've been desiring. I'm giving you the desires of your heart. Now you have to put in the work to make it work. So I would say just you have to be patient. You have to know what it is you're looking for. It has to be defined, and it has to be of God. Anything else is not going to work.
Hello? Am I in?
I like that. Armani, what's your take on that? What advice would you give someone who didn't know the definition of a woman?
This is advice I would give anybody, male, female, no matter what it is you're doing. It's two things. Number one, find a hero. Number two, make that hero your mentor if you can, and if not, find another mentor, find mentors. That's all I got to say.
That's what's up.
Find somebody to follow.
How long
you gotta find somebody
to pattern
yourself after, man. You have to find somebody. You know, Kobe wanted to be like Jordan, and so that's why he's been able to put up Jordan numbers. You know what I'm saying? You got to find somebody you want to be like. You know, if you want to be that virtuous woman, read that every single day. If that's what you want to be,
yourself.
You want to be Proverbs 31? Yeah. Build yourself up. That way it becomes a part of your subconscious mind. Walk in those same footsteps of the other individual. I mean, in business, it's the same exact thing. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know what I'm saying? Do the same thing somebody else is doing and just improve up on it. That's all.
All right. That's what's up, man. I appreciate it. Ms. O'Meal?
Hello? Am I here?
Yeah, you're here. What advice would you give someone who didn't know what the definition of a woman was?
Definitely, you know, I have to agree with Armani and Ms. Nikki. You know, if you didn't have a good example, or say you don't have good examples around you, or you didn't grow up with just the greatest example in your life or in your household, then you have to seek after it. It's there. You know, the virtuous woman reading, you know, Proverbs 31. If you don't know what it is, get understanding. Don't lean to your own understanding, but get understanding. Get a breakdown of these attributes of this virtuous woman. You have to get yourself ready for everything. I don't know why people feel like, you know, their mate, if they're wanting to get married, is just going to fall out the sky and then they're just going to be ready to be a wife. You need to be building up. You need to be constantly evolving to better yourself. And the men, when you seek after your mate, your wife, your good friends, somebody to be in a business with, listen, see what they're talking about as well, watch their actions, but expect flaws. I have several conversations on my Facebook page about several different things, and I had a conversation about the virtuous woman and recognizing one. And, you know, one of my friends immediately takes the defense and is always, well, 999% of women aren't this and aren't that and blah, blah, blah. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the women that aren't. I'm talking about the women that are. So do you know how to recognize that? She's going to have flaws because everybody has flaws. But know what flaws are acceptable and what flaws aren't. So I really want that to be something that the men that are out there seeking virtuous women or out there looking to see, you know, what's going on with the women, how do I understand them, what level are they on? Okay, let me find out what level I'm on. Then that way that'll give me a better understanding of finding the woman on the level that I want to be tied to, that I want as a companion for life, or that I want as my friend. Know your level, then that way you'll be able to define. You'll be able to see that. You'll be able to see her. You'll be able to find her. But she's going to come with some flaws, period, point blank. So I don't know why people be expecting this picture-perfect picture. Doesn't exist. Does not exist. I have flaws. But I'm one that can see myself in the mirror for those flaws, and I work from the core. So if she's not doing that, then you're going to have a problem.
Well, I like that. And I like that. Everybody's come with realness, with from the true aspect of what they've seen and what they know. And I think that's great for this show, folks. We're growing. This is becoming the staple of the Wednesday Night Madness. I know the NBA playoffs are on and the Mavericks are doing their thing. But understand, this is real talk. This is real conversation. There's a lot of people out there, including myself, who need to hear this, who need to know what's going on. Can we truly define what a woman is if we've never seen one? Can we truly tell someone how to be a woman if you've never been one? Can you be a leader and also follow and be the protege? Have the example set out in front of you to know what you're supposed to do as a woman? The advice that I would give to someone who has never seen a woman, doesn't know what a woman is to find one. Like Armani said, look in the Bible, understand that. Pattern yourself accordingly. You have to know. You have to get some understanding. Follow suit. Find someone that's doing what you would want to do in a positive light, in a strong manner, and say, you know what? That's a woman. Ask them, are you a woman? Do you know what a woman is? How do I know that you're a woman? Not just by your physical characteristics, not just by what somebody says you are, not by the way you dress or you dance, but are you truly a real woman? Can I connect with you in either a friend mode or a relationship mode or a nurturing mode to find out and better my knowledge of women and increase that knowledge to another level for either myself or someone else? This conversation is necessary, folks. Don't think it's not. Because what we're doing each and every Wednesday night is growing each other. We're living vicariously through others because we all have different experiences. And we want to be able to teach and grow and help one another to the next level. I'm challenging the people on the phone tonight and those who listen to the recording later on to understand who a woman is. Mother's Day just passed. I know you had to give homage to somebody to reflect on her being a mother and being a strong woman. You had to do that for somebody in some shape, form, or fashion, whether it was a text message or a hug, dinner, something, some kind of gesture to say that I recognize you as a woman and I appreciate your presence in my life. Understand that, folks. That's what I want you to do. Help me out on that one. Help yourselves on that one. And also by helping yourselves, encourage yourself in business. Grow your own business. Advertise with us on the show. Until July the 4th, we are marketing for you absolutely free because I want to see how bad you want to make your own money. Now, some people look at this free and they be like, well, I have nothing to lose. So why would I even want to do that? I have nothing to gain. You fools. Figure it out. This is the time economically that you need to figure out how can I make myself better? How can I let people know what kind of business I have? You can do it right here, broadcasting nationwide to thousands of listeners to help you increase your product, to help you increase your service, and let yourself be known to the masses. Now, if you've been doing it your way and it's been semi-working, we got you. If you can take yourself out of the picture and step up and support one another. That's just real talk, folks. Look out for Oatmeal Brown coming up with the Sexy Hood Dime. The link will be passed around on YouTube and Facebook. It's about to hit the airwaves real soon. The book, Second Place Women Who Come In First, is for sale. Order your copies online at andybrownspeaks.com. Hit me up on Facebook for more information. Also, we're taking donations for the folks and family in Joplin, Missouri. Also, follow that at andybrownspeaks.com in the product section. The client list is growing because as a certified professional life coach, I want to help you enhance yourself and find out what your goals are and help you achieve those goals. Contact me for a free consultation and learn more about my services as a certified professional life coach. Some of you may not know what that is. Let me explain that to you. And as we wrap up this show today, folks, I want to say thanks to the folks who chimed in and gave their insight from all over the country. I want to say thanks to the fantastic folks who called in and been blogging and expanding their thoughts through Blog Talk Radio and How Was Your Weekend. As always, I know you got some good information out of the show. But in parting, as always, what I want you to do, I encourage you just to do us a favor. If this show was hot like you know it is, just tell three more people to tune in with you next week as the ladies come back with a hot topic, the definition of a man is. Y'all know they're going to represent. You know the ladies were fired up tonight. Y'all know that's how we get down. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown, and Ms. Oatmeal Brown is on the line also saying good night. Go mob to the front. God is always first. And we gone. We're going to leave you with a little tune on the outro. But I thank you for chiming in. This is always hot. Thousands and thousands of people are understanding we are here to stay. The online happy hour is here.
If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them and say, you are appreciated.